Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
5:51 it is this Wednesday morning. The medium-term budget policy statement delivered by the finance minister a couple of weeks ago was debated in Parliament yesterday, with many of the opposition political parties as well as COSATU highlighting the fact that the ANC-led government did not spend enough on fighting corruption. Instead, as the DA claims, they were spending more money on the vanity projects like SAA. The minister, very similar to the previous incumbent, Minister Didumbuweni, continuing with what is dubbed austerity measures. We were looking for any hint of an introduction of a basic income grant. We've had a form of it in the COVID-19 grant that has been in place since last year, only an amount of 350 rand. And anyone who has been advocating for it has been saying that that amount, while welcomed, is simply not nearly enough. Joining me on the line is Christina van Straten. Christina is a researcher at the Studies in Poverty and Inequality Institute. Christina, no signs, unfortunately, from that medium-term budget statement. But when you read the unemployment stats that were released by Stats SA yesterday, 34.9% official unemployment rate, expanded definition of the term unemployment that goes up to 46%. Is it time that we seriously started introducing a basic income grant in this country? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for having me. Yes, very, very disappointing, but I think highly expected that unemployment in this country continues to grow to unprecedented levels. I think we saw yesterday that the unemployment rates are the highest since the start of the quarterly labor force survey in 2008. So to put it quite simply, while the politicians are discussing things that should not be taking center stage, the biggest problem is unemployment, and that is what we should be devoting all of our conversations and all of our resources to. And the basic income grant is the most effective means of combating unemployment in this country.
And how do you argue that, Christina?
So first of all, I'll start by introducing the basic income grant, just in case some of your listeners are not completely familiar. But the basic income grant would essentially be the monthly universal transfer of a cash payment made available to every single South African. So it's quite different from the COVID Social Relief of Distress grant, which is targeted, meaning that you essentially have to prove your poverty in order to receive that 350 a month, which, as you said, is completely insufficient, even by government standards, to maintain basic nutritional levels within our population. So the basic income grant that we are advocating for at SPI is of 1,355 rand a month. And studies done all around the world, and particularly in African countries such as Namibia and Kenya, show that a basic income grant has drastic effects on the economy and just a reduction in social ills. So in Namibia, for example, where they introduced a basic income grant pilot, they saw a 39% reduction in household poverty, an 11% increase in employment, and an average wage increase of 19%. So essentially, when you give South Africans 1,355 rand a month, which is measured at the upper bound poverty line, so basically what every individual needs to meet their most basic needs on a monthly basis, you are enabling them to create jobs for themselves, to launch micro-enterprises, to feed their families.
Many, and has been indicated today when I've been throwing forward to the fact that we're having this conversation, are concerned that we might not be able to sustain it, that we have a dwindling tax base, both in terms of individuals who are earning enough to be taxed, as well as organizations and companies and entities that are earning sufficiently to obviously be taxed. Yes, we've seen an increase in the amount collected versus budgeted, but that has been more due to SARS being able to put in place measures to know that Christina owes SARS tax, so therefore I must go and collect that tax, more so than because we are expanding the tax base in this country. So how do we sustain a basic income grant once we introduce it?
So that is one of many common myths surrounding the basic income grant, and anyone that doesn't know an awful lot about it will mention things like that. But it's important to note that the research that we have in South Africa, the high quality research we have, indicates the complete opposite. So for example, SPI, where I work, is currently releasing a multiplier research paper, which essentially states that for every rand invested in the basic income grant, the government can expect an income of 2.2 times that amount, or up to 2.2 times that amount. A conservative person would estimate that at 1.5%. So to argue that it's unsustainable is completely statistically infactual. And we see that in little over a year, the return that government will make will essentially mean that the basic income grant and the investment made in the basic income grant will pay for itself. And then just based on the brief point that you mentioned about dependency, a lot of people argue that the basic income grant is a tool to create dependency in black youth. That's also just factually incorrect. The basic income grant has shown in all pilot programs introduced around the world that people become more employable and have a higher likelihood of finding work once they receive cash transfers on a monthly basis. And we saw yesterday that the number of discouraged work seekers rose by a staggering 43% in the past year. So now more than ever, that incentive to work and that cash transfer that has the ability to generate the economic growth we need is so vital.
Christina, thank you very much indeed for your insights. Christina van Straten, a researcher with the Studies in Poverty and Inequality Institute, making a case for a basic income grant, something supported by Rita on the WhatsApp line, saying 10 billion rand as a basic income grant will return more for South Africa than giving that money to South African Airways.